Interviews are all about finding out all that you can about the potential applicant, and the questions that you use will affect the information that you get from those applicants. We suggest asking job-relevant questions. It's a best practice for interview questions to be clearly linked to job requirements. If there's a set of predetermined questions or topics for which questions should be asked, it's important to adhere to those questions or topics for consistency across interviews. If you can ask your own questions, please make sure they are relevant to the job. When possible, use situational and behavioral questions. Both behavioral and situational questions improve the structure and have strong psychometric properties. To see more on behavioral and situational questions, please click the boxes at the right. Avoid using inappropriate questions, and you should always check with your program to see if there are a list of questions that you cannot ask. The following topics should probably be avoided in an interview: demographics such as age, race, religion, socioeconomic status, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, or national origin. Family questions such as lineage, ancestry, primary or native language, marital status, maiden name or family surname, relationships of people that the applicant lives with, family issues such as parental status, age of dependence, and plans for children. Avoid asking personal questions like height and weight, physical and mental disabilities, physical appearance, and personal activities that probe for personal affiliations. Also, avoid asking about other programs and specialties and where they plan to rank them. These questions are incredibly inappropriate. You should also ask job-related probing questions. In many cases, applicants do not provide enough information in their initial response, so the interviewer may need to prompt or ask a follow-up question. Asking a follow-up question such as, "Could you be more specific?" or "Could you tell me more about that?" is helpful in gathering as much information as possible without leading the applicant to an answer. If probing questions are used, they should be used consistently with all applicants who provide incomplete initial responses to ensure that everyone has the same opportunity to explain a response. Be aware that asking too many probing questions provides a cue to the applicants about the types of answers you're looking for and may increase the likelihood of fake answers. You should also take short notes during the interview process. Notes allow you to base your evaluations on all available information and assist you in making the most objective evaluations possible. Your notes should provide sufficient information about the interview content to justify how you evaluated each candidate. Focus on recording relevant keywords or phrases in the applicant's responses rather than trying to capture their responses verbatim. There are some important traps to avoid while making notes, including: don't make inferences about what the applicant meant or write down your opinions of what the applicant said. For example, don't write "bad answer" or "great problem solver," as these are evaluative statements that provide no factual evidence for the applicant's response. Don't include any reference to race, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, or other factors not related to the stations or rating scales, even if the applicant mentions these things. And don't allow your note-taking to signal to the applicants the quality of their responses. For example, don't just take notes when something very positive or very negative happens.